We're supposed to interview Elliot Friedman, so let's get it over with now. Let's bring him on, our man from Sportsnet joining us, of course, Hockey Night in Canada. Friege, what do you think will or won't happen tonight in Vancouver?
You know what? I bet you we might get a good Branson-Matt Martin fight, but that's probably, unless they decide they want to go after Kadri, that's probably about it.
Now, what about Burroughs on Morgan Riley, the unspoken spear?
Yes, you know what? But I didn't get the sense there was as much outrage about that as everything else that happened. I mean, obviously the Canucks were angry about the Kadri hit. Obviously they were mad about what Matt Martin did, and they were mad about the Riley hit, which I thought was fine. But I didn't get a sense that there was too much. I got a sense that more of the outrage was directed Vancouver's way at Toronto than Toronto's way at Vancouver. I don't think the league liked Burroughs play very much. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much.
Well, I know the Leafs didn't like it either. Elliot, this is what I'm thinking tonight. And you know, you weigh in what you think. I think that what's going to happen is I think Matt Martin is going to get on the ice. And just like just before you came on, I think he'll get right in Branson's face. He's going to say, listen, do you want to do it? Let's get it over with. And I think that most likely it would be accepted. But I'm thinking, and it would be all over. But then after that, if there's any sort of marginal hits, maybe Kadri gets in there and he gets another good shot in, or someone goes after Kadri, it's just going to take that little spark to maybe get things going again. As much as both sides have said, this is all about 2 points, that's what we want to work on, we're not going to worry about anything else. But I think it takes one little bad word or maybe a marginal hit to get this thing all fired up again.
Well, I think that's very possible because the passions will be inflamed. There's no question about that. And I also think the wild card is Kadri himself. He's proven that he can get under people's skin. He may be one of the more hated players in the league right now, which is probably a compliment to the way he is playing. And I think the other thing, too, is that I know that one of the things I was talking to a coach this week, and I was asking about Kadri, and his response was, he's become very good at what he does, so you have to get to him before he gets to you. You almost have to say, we're not going to wait until Kadri takes the game to us and decides to drive our guys crazy. We're going to go after him first. So I wonder who's going to be the first team to take that kind of advice and do it. And that could certainly inflame everything.
Now, Elliot, on the Vancouver Canucks side, okay, see, the expected happened in Florida. Tom Rowe was always the heir apparent. Calgary and the New York Islanders seem to have kind of righted the ship. What about Vancouver? And, you know, given an owner like Aquilini that is perceived to be, you know, impatient and not one that won't take action if necessary, where do you sit as far as the coach, the GM, or any kind of overhaul they might be thinking of?
I think that in Vancouver, it's kind of... I think things change quickly there. I think it's an owner that is involved. I think they're a team that's always worried about selling tickets. Like if you take a look at when did they fire their last GM, Mike Gillis, who had a very successful five-year run, the best five years in the history of the franchise, and the moment the building stopped being full, he was gone. So I do think that sort of tells the tone for what they decide to do. Look, Louis Desjardins in the last year of his contract, I don't think he's the problem. I think those players have played very hard for them. But anytime you get a guy now who gets into the last year of their contract without an extension, Gord, it's a story and you know it. And I just think that it's an easy change for them to make, though I don't necessarily know if it's the right change. You know, Luke Fox of Sportsnet did a sit-down with Linden the other day, and he published it today, and it's getting a lot of play out in Vancouver. And one of the things Linden says is it fair to do a rebuild while the Sedins are still here after everything they've meant? And I think that says a lot about the way that they feel. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you kind of have to rebuild on the fly, but... I just think, and I do think that last year, Vancouver dropping 2 spots in the lottery really scared them off depending on that. So I always think that next year is the last year of the Sedins contract. They want it to be competitive to that point, and then they would see where they were. But I do think there's lots of potential for change there.
Elliot, you know, and it's, this is, you know, Gordon and I were talking about this. We're saying, has there been a shift in power from the West to the East? I mean, you look at the Canucks, they lost, they were on a 9-game losing streak just a month ago. And yeah. And now they're still only 4 points out of a playoff spot. I mean, what does that say about how the West was in the past and maybe how the East is now? It just seems like there's been a shift of power, and all the top-end teams seem to be in the East right now.
Well, you know, Todd, I think that definitely is true. I think we haven't seen a lot where the East has been better over the last few years, but I think we've got that now. But the thing is, in terms of the races, with the loser point, that's the way the NHL is now. This is what the league wanted. They wanted to be able to say that more teams were in the playoff race for a longer amount of time. Now, I know Pierre LeBrun did a big article this week about should we go to three-point games. Well, if you look at the KHL, they go to three-point games, and they're talking about there's already like a 60-point spread between the first-place team and the last-place team. NHL doesn't want that. And, yes, I do think the better teams are in the East right now, top to bottom. But I also think that the reason that Vancouver is still in the race is not because necessarily because the West is bad. It's because it's very hard to get separation now. The way the league is built, tight schedule, tight games. You know, as Daryl Sutter says, it's a 3-2 league, loser point. It's very difficult for anybody to really get knocked out early unless you're terrible.
I just want to ask one last one. I know you have to get ready for Hockey Night in Canada, but you're big covering the league as an overview. Major League Baseball, 5-year collective bargaining agreement, and there was talk that the league was trying to get the NHLPA to agree to extend the collective bargaining agreement for Olympic participation, whatever. I mean, we're already seeing contracts now being loaded to avoid a potential lockout year down the road. I know it's a long way down the road, but what is your sense right now?
My sense is that the players hate the escrow, and they want it capped like the NBA players do. But that's a big one for the league. That was a huge victory for the league in terms of getting that. And it's not going to be easy for them to give up. But, Gordy, I believe this. I believe if the players were willing to make a trade-off, and that is like the big signing bonuses on contracts, not the rookie signing bonuses, but like the Shea Weber-type deals where you get paid $13 million in July and $1 million for the rest of the season, if the players were willing to tackle those, or term length, if they were, now it's seven for someone else's player maximum, 8 for your own player, if the players are willing to go to 5 and 6, I think the NHL would be willing to talk about it. I think there is a deal to be, I shouldn't say a deal to be made, because the one thing that we've proven is that the NHL and the NHLPA can't make deals unless it's at the end. But I think if both sides were serious, I think there was a deal to be made over those two issues. The question is, Gordo, are both sides going to be serious?
Well, yeah, we'll find out, I guess, the tip of the iceberg. Hey, Freach, thanks as always. Hey, we're worried about your cough. Everything okay? Because, I mean, you let's face it, you carry the show. There's no show without you. Everything good?
That goes without saying, of course. But I'm going to be a gamer tonight. I'm going to force myself to play hurt.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll catch you later on, as always. Thanks, Elliot.
Take care, guys.